Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It feels like it's been a month since Election Day, but it's only Friday, November 6th. And joining us on the phone right now to soothe our nerves and talk about not only the election that's going on in our country, but COVID-19 and, you know, the rollbacks is our governor, Governor Ned Lamont. Good morning, Governor Lamont.
Good morning, Christine.
Okay, so I've been feeling anxious as everyone is between what happened last night on The Bachelorette and what's happening in our election. Obviously, one is hilarious and one is very serious. So, can you talk to us about what's going on, what you're hearing from fellow governors, both Republicans and fellow Democrats, about what's happening right now in our country?
I will, only if you tell me what happened on The Bachelorette.
Well, Tayshia Adams is the new Bachelorette because Claire Crowley decided that Dale was her guy, and after four dates, or actually 4 weeks on the show, they're getting engaged. So that's going to blow your
mind.
It's
new there, girl, who dis?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Love happens on TV. Long overdue. I can tell you that we took a pause in some of our regular conversations with the governors to follow up, Christine, on your question, and that pause is over as we now think about what we have to do together with this second wave of COVID. And yesterday was evidence of some of those conversations where Connecticut and Massachusetts and to some degree Rhode Island all decided that we had to cut back the time at the restaurants, 10 o'clock at night now, no more serving. Just because we found that that was a place, now that we have community spread, where people were staying a little later, having a few extra drinks, and that was where a lot of contagion was taking place. And we did sort of the same thing on sports, as we limited the interscholastic travel competition between states for now, just because we wanted to limit all that travel.
Now, I noticed that the infection rate has gone down just even in the past week, and now we are under 4% again, which is great for us. But do we see this trend still going down, or do you think it's going to be somewhere in the mid-threes for a while until we can get this second wave under control?
You never know, but my instincts and our models seem to suggest that it will probably get a little worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we can impact that to some degree, and that's what we're trying to do with some of these mitigation strategies. But it's the bigger point is it went up a lot more, much faster back in April. The hospitalizations were ramped right up like that hockey stick. And now it's a little more steady, and that gives us a little more time to analyze.
Did you also talk to the governors about what's going on with the election and, you know, say the Republican governor in Georgia, and, you know, are you guys and ladies all on the same page in terms of letting the process take its course?
Not so much, but a good friend of mine is the governor of Pennsylvania, and I tweeted him, can't you guys learn to count faster? I don't think he thought it was quite as amusing as I did.
I think that's the running joke in the country, but at the same time, I think we all want to see a fair election. Mm-hmm. I think we all want to see a final total whenever it actually comes, whether it be this week or next week. I think we just all want to get it right at this point.
Yeah, so I think that's exactly right. I mean, obviously, if we had a clearer result on election night, we could have breathed a sigh of relief to move forward, but it was extremely close in a number of these states, and look, you got all these absentee ballots, and you got local registrars and you know, local towns doing the counting often by hand. So it takes a while. And you got to give it time to make sure people know the system has integrity.
I think if you decided to lead the charge, Governor Lamont, maybe you could say, let's grab the people from American Idol who clearly can do very, you know, quick counts because they can count 130 million votes in a commercial break.
Right.
If, you know, to parrot some of the memes that are out there. So maybe you should, that should be your platform for the next couple of years.
I'll tell you, I thought that first Biden-Trump debate had a little American Idol to it. I mean, those were two performances. You know, for theatrics, you got to give it to the president.
Well, I mean, not to get too in the weeds here, because we're not a political show. Yeah. We like to have fun. But last year, 4 years ago, when Hillary won the popular vote but lost the electorate, a lot of Democrats were talking about faithless electors and would some people change their electoral vote, you know, in December. And now it's the Republicans who are calling for that. Do you think we can count on that if Joe Biden or Trump, if they win their state, that they will get the electoral votes?
I do. I don't think they're going to play games with that. That's just intuition, not inside knowledge. But I think we've gone through this process. It's been laborious. It's been endless. You know, the election started. People were counting ballots a month before November 3rd. And we're still counting ballots 3 days later. So I think people are going to respect the process, and the electors will do their duty.
Now, do you think this is all because of Big Thanksgiving, trying to make it easier at Thanksgiving and having less political discussions, that they won't announce a president till after Thanksgiving?
That's going to make for a very relaxing Thanksgiving,
yeah,
won't it?
I mean, seriously, if we don't know who it is, it's like, yeah, there we go, be fine. You know, can't argue.
Did you ever see last year the Saturday Night Live skit where they have an angry family?
Yes!
And every once in a while, Adele's voice comes and everybody relaxes.
Okay, so we need more Adele.
Do you want me to play Adele? That's what I'm hearing from the governor.
Right? I'd play Adele. I would.
All right, well, we're going to queue up some Adele. And thank you, Governor Lamont, for soothing our nerves, for having a laugh with us this morning and giving us some really great information. We so appreciate it. And have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you guys are the best. Be safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.